Marino, who says that they just don't think they can sell and keep the peace, a straight resumption of relations on these two statements. Ambassador Bunker would now like to go back to Marino and suggest that there be a resumption of relations on the basis of a letter that we would send to the head of the OAS, which I'd like to read you because I think it's a good next play. I have the honor to advise Your Excellency that the governments of the Republic of Panama and the United States of America have agreed to resume diplomatic relations as of today's date and exchange ambassadors forthwith. My government will appoint without delay a special representative, together with the representative of the government of Panama, will be empowered to review all the issues between the two countries and to seek a fair and just resolution of these issues. Then there's a paragraph thanking the OAS for its constructive and untiring and invaluable work, etc. This would be just a way of letting them off the hook of the fact that we're not going to buy those two paragraphs. And the question of whether we would go back and renegotiate the two paragraphs could be left down the pike and we wouldn't have to cross it. As I say, Ambassador Bunker, who's close to this, thinks there's a fighting chance that this would work, and I see no pain in it. Is that all right with you?
Well, now, what do we do when we write them that? Do we embrace the two paragraphs?
No, we do not. We say we do not refer to the two paragraphs. And we're simply standing on your statement and this letter. Is that right, Ellsworth? Yeah. No, we do not, Mr. President. We've made it clear to Marino that those two paragraphs are not agreed and that we have not accepted them and that we cannot, at this stage, accept them. That's been made very clear to him today. And what we'd like to do is to let that sink in overnight and then go back to him tomorrow and say, now we've got another idea, which is that we could write the OAS and say we're going ahead and that we're going to review all these issues and seek a fair and just resolution. It doesn't refer to the Panama Canal, it doesn't mention negotiations, and it doesn't mention the two paragraphs.
What makes you think that they would take this if they wouldn't take anything?
Why do you think this will help them? Because it ties into the OAS in some way. Gives him something to say that we have given one more statement of our intent to seek a fair and just resolution, and that I think the reason that Ambassador Bunker wants to do it is not so much that that the expectation of agreement is necessarily very high, but that we're quite sure that this will be regarded as a forthcoming act from Lavalier's point of view, the head of the OAS Council, and that would give us pressure against the Panamanians from other Latin Americans instead of having a position in which they say they seem to be the ones who are being forthcoming with respect to the OAS recommendation. I myself think, Mr. President, to be honest with you, I'm not quite as optimistic as Ambassador Bunker, but I can't see that we lose anything by trying this one more, and I think we gain to the degree that the OAS people begin to think we're the ones who are puts the ball back in their court, and if it doesn't work, then at least it's their play, and we aren't being asked what our next step is.
Well, I don't understand it. It doesn't have any appeal to me. But if you and Russ think it's all right, then
well,
it does.
The real question is whether it has any negative to you, Mr. President.
No.
And I don't see anything in that. I mean, it's a diplomatic.
No, it doesn't have any negative. The reason it doesn't because I can't see what
any positive in it.
That's right. That's right. But I don't want to. I don't quite understand it, and I don't want to be obstinate. You and Russ think it's all right. It's all right.
We do.
All
yes, right. Sir, and so does Tom.
All right.
Aye, sir.
All right.